Well, I'm joined now by the Deputy Leader of the Labor Party and Member for Braddon, Anita Dow, who's kindly come down here to the West Coast and has popped in to have a chat on the studio today. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Cameron. Good morning to your listeners.
Indeed. Busy time for you down here at the moment, but let's talk about, first up, obviously, the borders opened yesterday. You've got a comment to make about that?
Well, I guess this is a period of significant change for Tasmanians, and as we sort of, it's a wonderful time for those of us that have been away from our family and friends for a very long time, and we'll now have the opportunity to be reunited, particularly at Christmas time, which is very special, and of course to our hospitality and tourism businesses, which I'm sure down here on the West Coast it's been a pretty tough time for those businesses whilst the borders have been closed, and there has been additional support provided to those businesses by government, but they certainly will breathe a sigh of relief, I think, to finally have patronage back and tourists coming back and visiting our beautiful West Coast from interstate and, of course, internationally as well. But it is a period of change for us, and people will have concerns and no doubt be, looking for further information as they navigate their way through this period of change. So just encourage people again to, access information from the COVID Tasmania website or ring the public health hotline if you've got any concerns. And I want to thank all those West Coasters who have gone out and got vaccinated and received their double dose in preparations for our borders opening. And I would say to those who haven't, I'd encourage them to do so, because it really is our best defence now.
It is,
We have people, from the mainland and interstate, internationally, that are now going to be in and around our communities.
Yes. I think we've been looking forward to it, definitely, for a long time now. But at the same time, as you say, there's concern. It's a little bit scary because, obviously, COVID will be coming into the
state. Right.
But it is good to know that, it's been said that we are the highest vaccinated in the world, basically, or one of them, which is really good news. So obviously Tasmanians have in the main been doing the right thing.
They've done a wonderful job. They really have, in getting out and turning out to be vaccinated. And of course, in keeping each other safe. And we owe a great deal to Tasmanians for doing the right thing, adhering to public health advice and, the restrictions that have been put in place over time. And I'm sure that they'll do their damnedest again to keep each other safe and look after their communities.
Absolutely. Yep. Couldn't agree more. All right. Now, obviously, you are wanting to respond to some of the queries from the council last time. So let's talk about one of the queries in relation to housing shortages down here.
So I'm the Shadow Minister for Local Government across Tasmania.
Yes.
So I take every opportunity that I can, not only in my own electorate, Cameron, but also across the state, to meet with councils regularly and understand what the issues are on the ground in local communities. And having a background in local government, I understand just how important our local government representation, but the services provided to local government to communities, are. And I think through the work that I've done in my role as a local member and Shadow Minister for Local Government, begin to identify areas of need across communities that local government are very well placed to provide advocacy on, and can of course work in partnership where possible with the state government to improve. And one of those issues that was raised with me by the West Coast Council is around housing here on the West Coast, which has been a significant issue now for some time, and it is holding back economic growth when we look at the point of view of your major industries here on the West Coast and the importance of the availability of housing for their workforce. And of course, that's absolutely critical to the strong economy that we have on the West Coast, and of course in the contribution that makes to Tasmania's wider economy as well. But there's also the need for more social and affordable housing across the West Coast and right across Tasmania.
Yes.
There are over 4,000 Tasmanians right now on the public housing waiting list, which simply isn't good enough, and more needs to be done to build more housing stock across the state, and the West Coast is no exception to that. And then of course when it comes to providing essential services, Council certainly outlined their concerns around housing availability at the moment for essential workers, such as your healthcare workforce here on the West Coast, but also your teachers and also police officers and those involved in the fire service and all those other essential services that are provided here on the West Coast. So there really is an opportunity for the state government to work collaboratively with with local government here on the West Coast to look at a housing solution. And I would urge them to get on with that and do that, because there's a need right now across this community for better access to housing.
You mentioned there about health too and the health shortages. I know that Ochre Medical Centres here on the West Coast have got a staff shortage at the moment. They've been doing the best they can. They're doing a wonderful job with the COVID vaccinations with the small group of staff members that they actually have. And it's... people have been frustrated that they haven't been able to get things immediately or answer the telephone, but people just have to understand that with, you know, they're doing the best they can with the limited amount of staff they've got. So you wanted to reassure us about that too.
Well, I think, you know, I want to put a shout out to all the healthcare workers that are working across our community, particularly here on the West Coast as Shadow Minister for Health. And I think, you know, there are different needs across rural and regional and remote communities where we do see shortages of general practitioners and other allied health and nursing staff.
Yep.
And there does need to be more done to attract and retain those healthcare professionals across our communities. And I know Council's really keen to work with the state government around that and looking at how we can address that here locally. As a Labor Party, we're absolutely committed to investment across rural and regional and remote Tasmania in the availability of more healthcare professionals. And that was part of our election commitment to the West Coast. And we'd like to see the government get on board and support some of those initiatives as well, like the availability of a mental health social worker here, more community health nurses. We believe in the importance of investing in community-based services, particularly in rural areas where there isn't the access to the level of acute service that is provided across our major centres.
Yep.
And of course, that's very important when we look at early intervention and prevention of disease. And of course, we know there are lots of people living across our rural and remote communities with chronic issues with poor health.
Yep.
And of course, mental health services as well, you know, aren't that, you know, as evenly spread on the ground down here as they are, and there isn't as good access. And so we think that that needs to be a key priority of this government.
Sure. Well, you mentioned that you've been to the assembly at Mountain Heights School. You wanted to just touch on that.
Look, it was great to celebrate with the students at Mountain Heights School yesterday. They do a fantastic job at the school, and I want to give a shout out to all the hardworking teachers there, the outstanding students, and to all the students, congratulations on your achievements this year. Of course, you know, many of you were highlighted during the awards ceremonies for your special achievements, but there's no doubt that the school community has seen significant improvement over the last 12 months, and they're to be commended for that. So
absolutely.
Congratulations to the families and the students, and I look forward to catching up with them all again next year.
Yes, having sort of met up with a couple of kids in the last year or so that I've been down here, they're awfully enthusiastic people. They are, the kids, aren't they?
They are. They're great.
Yeah.
Great sense of morale there at the school and, you know, good mateship and some real characters there today. And it was, it's really good to see.
Yep. Okay. Well, recently you also attended the opening of the jetty at Lake Burbury. Tell us about that, yes.
So Chris Lynch and I, Chris is our federal candidate for our Labor candidate for the upcoming federal election. We were down here a couple of weeks ago and attended the opening of the jetty out at Lake Burbury and with the Queenstown Anglers Club. And that was a great weekend of fishing. We were only there for a short while on the Friday evening for the official opening of the jetty, but also a wonderful presentation from MAST, Peter from MAST, who gave a really good overview around boating and water safety, which was really good. But I just wanted to congratulate the Anglers Club on a really successful fishing weekend.
Yes.
And just to say that Chris and I are now going to be signing up as members to support them as well. And just they do a great job.
So really do you fish? Are you a fisher person yourself?
Well, I've grown up in a fishing family, so I don't always do it myself now, but my dad's a very keen fisherman, so I've grown up eating a lot of trout and, you know, enjoying the great benefits that come with recreational fishing across the state.
Great. Well, there's plenty of that down here.
There
let me tell you. Yes. All right. Well, it's good to see you. Thank you for coming in this close to Christmas. Fantastic to see you. All the best. Merry Christmas to you and your family and a prosperous new year. I guess you'll be looking forward to some time off. It's been a very interesting year, hey?
It's been a really busy year, it has. And for us as a Labor Party particularly, it's been a pretty difficult year on many realms. So I will be having a week off over Christmas, which will be really nice with my family. And I just want to take this opportunity, Cameron, to wish you and your family and all of your listeners across the West Coast a safe and happy Christmas. And I look forward to working with your community in the new year.
Excellent. Thank you, Anita.
Thank you.
Anita Dow, the State Labor Deputy Leader and Member for Braddon, joining us this morning here at 7XS.